And then they come up with strange things, theories, like the academics who study Buddhism, not anymore perhaps because Buddhism is more alive in the West now, but when it first came in the 19th century, the scholars came and studied. Buddha said, emptiness. And then this professor's theology wrote, Buddhism is a nihilistic, life-denying belief system, atheistic belief structure. Every word is wrong, but that's how he just used another pointer. He said emptiness. It's not a very inspiring term, of course, emptiness. What do I do with that? Unless you realize it, it's meaningless. What is emptiness? This, knowing yourself as the space. That's a good word. Space, in which everything happens. You are that space. And so we have, one could say, the world of thought and the world of things that become translated into thoughts, which we could call object consciousness, the consciousness of objects, where consciousness becomes objects. For most people, that's all there is. That's what their life consists of. Things, stuck full with things. Object consciousness, one thing after another. Okay, what do we have to do now? Come, let's. What's the next thing to do? And the mind never stops until, except when they go fall to sleep. In the last moments when you drop off, you have a little bit of peace because you're falling towards unconsciousness. But it's better than being tortured by your mind. And you go, oh, oh. And you might sit there after being tortured by your mind all day long. You get home, you pour yourself a whiskey and you drink it. And then gradually you're moving towards unconsciousness. And then for the first time in that day, you experience a little bit of peace that comes when the mind slows down and stops. But you are falling, one could say, below thought. But it's better than perhaps being tortured. But this is not where we are going. We are not going to the level of animals or vegetables. It's beautiful for an animal to be an animal. It's perfect. In many ways, more perfect than any human. Trees, vegetables, beautiful expressions of consciousness in their own way. It is the destiny of humans to go beyond thought, not to fall back below thought. And many things that you take that give you a little relief from your mind tend to be things that take you towards unconsciousness, towards sleep. But there's no need to go there. Here we are going beyond. And we are finding a stillness and a peace without loss of consciousness. In fact, a deeper consciousness. Otherwise, almost nobody would want to give up being human. If you just said, if I asked you, if you could have inner peace, because that is one aspect of what we are talking about, knowing that is finding the dimension of inner peace, which is the dimension of the formless consciousness within yourself. Inner peace at any price? No. Would you rather be an unhappy human or a happy cow? Not that many cows these days are happy, because cows are being treated abominably by humans. Abominably by humans. That is, if I had to be a cow, I would live in India or in Switzerland. But very few humans would say, I would rather be a happy cow without any problems than an unhappy human. You don't want to give up being human. So inner peace, not at the cost of loss of consciousness. Cow is a beautiful being, closer to the source than humans, just as everything in nature is. It hasn't gone out that far yet, not as far as humans from the source of all life. More deeply, more intimately connected with the source of all life, every animal, every tree, every flower, and they are all expressions of the one consciousness, and they are all closer to God, if God is the one, the source, than any human, except those humans who are finding their way back. But finding their way back is not going back to the level of, it's going beyond. So when true inner peace is there, there is a deep knowing that comes with it. An awareness, a presence.